In the week since NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden surfaced in China's special administrative region of Hong Kong, the central government in Beijing has avoided taking a position on whether he should be allowed to remain or not. In Hong Kong itself, Chief Executive CY Leung has said that America's extradition demands, which will surely be forthcoming, will be handled according to the city's laws. In Beijing, China's foreign ministry has said revelations about the extent of America's overseas cyber spying validate China's assertion that it is a victim rather than a perpetrator of hacking. And it has also rejected claims that Snowden was a Chinese spy. Otherwise, however, it has declined to comment or even include questions asked about Snowden in official transcripts of its regular press briefings. The general tone of China's state-controlled media is that the Snowden affair is between himself and the US government.
China will not be drawn into this affair. This is about an insider leaking information on the control of the internet by his country's intelligence agencies. China will not make a big issue out of it. As to dealing with Snowden himself, this is for the Hong Kong government to decide.
The whole affair will be a test for bilateral relations, state media adds. Although Hong Kong has an extradition treaty with America, and its own independent judiciary that will decide whether the treaty applies once charges have been brought against Snowden, experts say there are two sets of circumstances under which Beijing will be able to influence his fate. One is if Snowden's case is judged to be one of national foreign affairs instead of only those of Hong Kong. The other is if Snowden applies for political asylum. China's most important relationship has long been with America. On matters ranging from trade to military intervention, it has not shown willingness to confront its more powerful partner. Stephen Ribe, Press TV, Beijing.